Children, in the story about King Saul, did you hear what they did to make the evil spirits go away from King Saul? Yes? That's right. They played beautiful music. And who was that man who came and played for Saul? Do you know who that was? Yes? In a way, you're right. That's true. And the Lord used one of his servants to help King Saul, and he actually became the next king of Israel. His name is David. And so David came, and what instrument did he play? Yes?
The harp.
The harp. That's right, the beautiful harp. You can see a harp here, and we can hear a sample of the harp, what the harp sounds like. Certainly is beautiful. And the Lord tells us that there are two kinds of instruments. One are the kind with strings, like a harp, and the other are the kind that we blow. And you can probably think of some other examples besides the harp of stringed instruments. Can you think of some? Like, for example, we have guitars and banjos. We have violins and cellos. We have Yes? Now that's a blown instrument, but that's good that you thought of that. We also have the piano. Even that is a stringed instrument, and there's lots more. And then we have blown instruments like whistles. And what other instruments do people blow? Can you think of some? Probably the most common one in the word is a recorder or a flute. And there's also the shofar, the trumpet, ram's horn trumpets, and silver trumpets in the word, and other kinds of horns, lots of blown instruments too, many more that we have today. So there's these two kinds of instruments, and the Lord tells us that these instrument sounds correspond to the two great loves of heaven, which are love to the Lord above all things and loving our neighbors as ourselves. And the Lord tells us that stringed instruments like the harp correspond to spiritual affections, which are the love of truths from the Lord's word and loving our neighbors as ourselves by following the truths that the Lord teaches us in his word. That's what stringed instruments correspond to. You can see the correspondence because there are many, many truths to learn. Many distinct truths, lots of things to learn, and there are many different neighbors to learn how to love them according to the Lord's word. So you can hear the distinct sounds of a harp. Whereas the instruments that you blow, they make a continuous sound as long as the person blowing it has breath. And that corresponds to the one Lord and to love, because love is continuous and whole, not broken up into little distinct pieces, but whole. And so these two kinds of instruments correspond to the two great loves of heaven. Now, with people who love the Lord's truths and who want to use the Lord's truths to love their neighbors as themselves, when they listen to stringed instruments like the harp, it can actually stir their affection for truths and affection for their neighbors. And in the book of Revelation, where John heard the angels playing their harps and singing to the Lord, we can see that harps correspond to the confession of the Lord. That means saying, I believe in the Lord from spiritual truths. Because what did they sing? They sang, great and wonderful are thy works, O Lord of hosts. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou alone art holy. Wherefore all nations shall come and worship before thee, because thy judgments have been made manifest. That means the Lord has taught us clearly what's right from wrong. And in that way, he has saved us from the evil spirits. That's what their song is saying. They're thanking the Lord for coming to save us by teaching us right from wrong very clearly. And they're looking up to the Lord and saying, you are the only one who can do this. So the writings tell us that harps correspond to confession of the Lord from a cheerful heart. Let's listen once more to the harp. Now we can understand why it was that David playing the harp drove the evil spirits away from King Saul. Because evil spirits hate it for people to love the Lord's truths and to want to follow them. They hate it for people to acknowledge the Lord as God. So they went away from King Saul and they wouldn't stay around when the harp was playing. Now, if instead of believing in the Lord, we start to believe like poor King Saul that everything depends on us. Everything depends on me. If I don't do it, nobody will, and it will be terrible. We can have those kinds of feelings from the evil spirits sometimes. Or we feel like the whole weight of the world is resting on me. Or we do something great and everybody praises us for it. That also can be a scary thing in a way, because if they say to you, you did a great job, and they love you for it, what are they going to say next time if you don't do such a good job? That can be an opportunity for the evil spirits actually to make us feel sad and anxious, worried, and depressed if we think, I'm the one doing everything here. So if instead we can say, like the angels, great and wonderful are thy works, O Lord of hosts, for thou alone art holy. Then, when someone comes and says thank you for something that we've done, we can say thank you right back again. And in our hearts, we can know the Lord really did it. I didn't do it. And we can say thank you to the Lord for letting me be your servant and helping other people. And we give the credit back to the Lord from whom it belongs to. That can be the opposite of what poor King Saul did. Then we are playing our spiritual harps in our minds, remembering that all truths come from the Lord, and we are confessing him with a cheerful heart. And even when we mess up and we do something wrong and something that we know we shouldn't have done, we can still say to the Lord, thank you for making your judgments manifest to me, making it clear I've done something wrong. So in that way, I can stop doing it. Evil spirits got me to do this, but I don't want to be an evil spirit. Please help me not do this again. And the Lord will help us. Soon as we turn to him, he will help us. Now, we might wonder, if you know the story of Saul, you might know that two other times when evil spirits were bothering Saul, he called David to play, but it didn't work that time. In fact, Saul even took a spear and threw it at David. Why is that? Well, one thing we can notice in the word is that it doesn't mention the harp on those occasions. It simply says, David played with his hand. And probably David was playing the harp, but Saul wasn't hearing it. Saul had turned even more away from the Lord, and so he wasn't listening to what the Lord was saying. And so this shows us something about the power of music to help us too. Music can certainly help us when we're feeling sad and depressed and worried, but it depends on whether we are following the Lord as best we can. If we're following the Lord each day, we get up in the morning and we ask the Lord, please help me be your good servant today. Help me not do things that are wrong. When we find we have done things that are wrong, we quickly come to the Lord and say, please help me not do that again. Thank you for making your judgments manifest to me. And we give the credit to the Lord when things go well in our lives. then the music that we hear can really help us and lift us up and help us drive the evil spirits away. It really can help. So when we hear beautiful music playing, like the harp or other kinds of music, we can remember that the Lord gave us music to correspond with the two great loves of heaven, love to the Lord and love to the neighbor. And even more important, we can try to make sure that our spiritual harp is well tuned in our minds, that we have lots of strings because we've learned lots of things from the Lord's word, and we're keeping it tuned by thinking about those things that we've learned, not forgetting about them, but remembering them and playing them again in our minds to remind us what the Lord wants us to do and not to do. And then at those times when evil spirits come and make us worried and anxious and sad and angry, those truths from the Lord can refresh us and drive the evil spirits away. Amen.